Hey, hey. Wah, it's been 4 months ternyata ya. Lumayan lama juga gue gak, apa namanya, ngobrol kali ya. I mean, talk on this podcast. Terakhir aku update November tahun lalu, kalau gak salah. Iya, kayaknya. And, yeah, it's not that long dibanding update setahun sekali ya. Kali ini aku mau bahas tentang kedewasaan. Before that, I'm so sorry kalau misalnya banyak suara noise dari kendaraan motor, cause as I said di previous episode that gak terlalu ngedukung gitu loh kondisinya untuk nge-record. That's why aku juga jarang untuk nge-record. And anyway, yes, aku mau ngomong tentang kedewasaan. Like, kayak apa sih maturity itu? Seberapa susah sih secara personal untuk nge-handle things one by one or deal with those things at the same time? Yep. I think everyone has their time to be more mature day to day. Ada yang umurnya belasan, udah dewasa dalam berpikir. Ada yang matang secara biologis tapi not in maturity. Ada juga yang matang secara biologis dan maturity keep growing inside them gitu loh. Yes, it's unpredictable gitu loh. You cannot predict people on the first sight. Baru 2 atau 3 kali ketemu udah ambil kesimpulan orangnya begini begitu. You cannot judge people atas apa yang mereka perbuat di awal-awal perkenalan. Yes, not everyone could understand how to deal with the stranger for the first time, for the first meeting also. Yeah, so maybe let's say about the expectations. Just don't expect anything of what you have done. Don't expect you'll get the same treatment. Let it flow and be open and ready of what's coming next gitu lah. Difficult? Yes, it is. Susah banget untuk balancing feelings and thoughts at the same time. This past month, I realized that putting expectations of getting the same treatment so freaking hard. Once you don't get as you expected, wah, sakitnya minta ampun gitu. It's not about them, but you. You're the one who put yourself into it. You're the one who allow it to happen. So what? Blaming others? No, maturity is not about blaming others, but finding the solution of what's going on and evaluating it. If you guys want to work and get along with the perkumpulan atau teman-teman kamu or someone yang kamu suka gitu loh. Ya, yeah, I feel semenjak belajar untuk tidak terlalu berekspektasi sama orang lain, you're cutting parasite slowly. However, dampaknya ke diri sendiri sih. Why? Yeah, you have boundaries with people. Grouping is not your happiness anymore. You can choose the person to be close with. You choose who deserve your story's life. Yeah, kayak kamu divide the things that you might think, okay, ini untuk itu, orang ini untuk ini, aku harus begini. Jadi kayak lebih ke mengelompokkan sesuatu yang mungkin kamu pikir penting buat diri kamu gitu loh. Dan by doing all of those things, loneliness comes and distract your brain and heart. And I think that's the worst part of learning how to be more mature, especially when you're surrounded by people who enjoy their day with some people or maybe their partner. You see people are laughing, crying, sharing stories with their friends or partner, family, while you are enjoying your day only by yourself. Lucu gitu lah. You have a bad day but no one to talk to. You're happy, but you have no one to share with. You just keep everything inside your mind and process it a lot. It's kind of funny for me. Like, I was thinking, so what's the purpose of life and build a relationship if you have no one to talk and share your day? Lucu aja gitu loh. Ketawa sambil nangis tapi. Apa ya? Bingung gitu loh, bingung banget. Sometimes people can't let go their egos and pride, and it's leading to ignorance and passiveness gitu loh. Heran aja. Ya, toh it's their life and your life. Freedom is on your hand, kan? Choose what makes you happy. And yep, again, if something happened, it's not because of them entirely. Go evaluate it. So, maturity is not who's right or wrong, nor nyari korban atau pelaku, but how you can deal with it and find a solution of what's going on. You feel you don't have someone to talk, then go find the activity that can make you not feel that way anymore. You can self-talk, watching series or movies, or just choose someone randomly from your close list people. You're happy and want to share it. Open your camera, capture the moment, then turn on your music. Enjoy! Sing the song that's reflecting on your situation. Let it embrace with your feelings. Actually, there's so many things that you can do to enjoy your life without worrying about expectations. Right? You're sad. Cry. Let it go. Let your tears flow. Yes, exactly. That's so fucking hard and difficult. You don't have anyone to support you when you are sad. Oh ya, lucu aja, gue ketawa mulu dari tadi. Yeah, again, find a solution. Okay, I think that's all for this episode. Let me continue it untuk episode selanjutnya. Bye.